delighted today to be speaking to the Leek Town chairman, John Eales, and I believe you've got something really important to say to me. Are you okay, John?
I'm very well. First things first, good morning, Dave, and thanks for taking the time to speak to me today.
No problem.
Yeah, we've got some big news at the club, not on the pitch, off the pitch, something we've been working on for quite a while. And we've had planning permission granted and full grant funding for redevelopment of the Grey Street corner.
Okay, so what does that mean? What does it mean, the Grey Street corner?
Well, people who visit the ground regularly will know what I mean when I say the Grey Street corner. It's a small block of an old tee-hut, some toilets, and quite a few different levels in terms of terracing. Really should have been dealt with when we put the 3G in 2021, but the costs overrun on that project for the pitch itself, so there wasn't a lot left to make good to the rest of the surrounding facility. So what the new grant does, in the region of £140,000, is a new toilet block, levelling all the areas around there, so it's wheelchair access friendly. A new hospitality facility, and also the provision of 30 low-level disabled seats.
And those are important, aren't they, the disabled seats? Because I don't think you've got any anywhere else, have you, in the ground?
No, a little bit bizarre. When the old stand was built in the 90s and before, you know, we've got 600 seats in there, but every one of them is accessible by steps, which isn't really, modern thinking. So these seats are particularly low level on one flat plane and will be accessible to disabled and less able.
So you've also mentioned about hospitality. What does that include? Is that a tea bar, or is that for people to actually be inside and so on?
It'll be a little bit larger than the tea bar, so it will give us an extra room. Primarily, it will be used as a tea bar when crowds dictate. Again, many, many years ago, we used to have a tea bar there. Wasn't really practical when we had the 3G in because the thoroughfare was so narrow, so it made queuing very, very difficult. Putting the new levels in and bringing them all up to the same level will make it easier and open that area up again.
And how many disabled access seats are you going to provide?
Well, they're going to be variable seating, so we've purposely gone with arena seating. And you can effectively put 15 disabled seats in and 15 carer seats.
Yeah.
But you can match them. You can be completely flexible in terms of you can change them if you need more, or if we need less, more carer seating as opposed to wheelchair access. And again, because it's on that flat area under the stand, long term, if we needed more seating, we could probably extend that further.
Yeah. Now, you've talked about the fact you've had to gain grants and so on. Where have you applied to? What did you have to do?
Well, we're very lucky through Football Foundation that we can apply to the Premier League Stadium Fund. So primarily that's been the largest giver of the grant, and they will fund 70% of a project up to 100,000. And then we've been lucky enough that we've spoken to Staffordshire Moorlands District Council, and because it's particularly around disabled and less abled access, we're able to access their community grants as well. So that's done the grant funding in terms of the gap for us. There's VAT on top. We're able to claim the VAT back because we're a registered entity, and the club have put in a small contribution to it themselves as well.
So for any other sort of sporting organisation, not necessarily football club, how difficult was it to actually apply for this? You know, there may be others listening to this, you see, and they say, well, we could do something like that. And how would they go about it? Is it that difficult a process?
Well, the Football Foundation is specifically for football clubs, but they are fairly rigorous in terms of, the information they have to supply to them. Our benefit is, we've dealt with them over the last 15 years and we've done 3 or 4 grant applications, the biggest one being the 3G, and we have delivered on in terms of what they've asked of us, so there's a trusted relationship there. In terms of the Staffordshire Moorlands District Council, again, we've had a very, very strong partnership with them over the last 10, 15 years, And again, they've asked us, you know, some quite difficult questions and put forward, you know, our plans and what it will provide. But they're very, very supportive. And I would encourage all sporting clubs to kind of either speak to them direct or contact me if you want some advice in terms of who they speak to.
Yeah, and you've gone on record really as saying what is there at the moment is not fit for purpose. Do you mean it's just unusable or it's not fit for the level of football that you're playing at?
It's unusable. We are ground graded to step three and step two, so we could get promoted if we had to. We could use those facilities if we had to.
Yeah.
Be a nice problem to get promoted. But I just feel as though, you know, in this modern era that we're in, and if you've ever stood around there, it's just a very, very, you know, cumbersome, difficult area of the ground. What it will give us is a complete solution if we ever have to segregate, because we can then have toilets, hospitality and seating in the segregated area, which is not something we've had previously.
Did I hear somewhere that you're thinking about having a scoreboard there as well? Is that right?
Yeah, there's quite a few people who've asked us around, you know, the provision of a scoreboard. That isn't in the initial work. And again, I think you can go online, you can see all the clubs have put scoreboards up, and then they've had to take them down because they haven't had planning permission. So again, I think what we do firstly is get that bit of work done and then assess it afterwards. But quite a few people have asked us about a small scoreboard. I'd rather have 3 points, I'll be honest with you.
I quite agree with you there. But scoreboards have become more prevalent, and as long as they're in the right spot, they're possible to getting advertising on there, aren't they, as well as the score?
Yeah, there is. And I overheard the players talking the other day at Ilkeston afterwards, because they've got one, and they said, actually, it really helps them manage the game at the end, because there's a visible, you know, there's a visible clock. So, you know, they're not continually asking. So again, you know, there are some soft benefits around that, but it isn't my primary concern on this.
So when's all this work going to stop? Presumably you're going to wait till the end of the season, are you?
I think, you know, we've spoken to the contractors and the architects, and I've also spoken to the league. If we had to, we could quarantine that area of the ground off. So it wouldn't mean you could walk all the way around. You'd have to go, you know, you have to double back on yourself if you wanted to go to the other end. But really, when the weather gets a little bit better, so I'm looking at the end of March to start, because what I want to do is get it in place for the start of next season.
Now, you've mentioned already about your pitch, and that it's amazing that it's actually been there 5 years or thereabouts. What's the lifespan of that pitch?
When we originally put it in, we were told 8 to 12 years, an average of 10. Really depends on how well you look after it. We brush ours 2 or 3 times a week, both ways. We have a third party coming in doing a deep brush every quarter. And that's rewarded us, really, because I think the pitch is now as good as it's ever been, really. We also had sports labs in yesterday, because you have to have it tested every year, and it passed with flying colours. No kind of advice in terms of, you know, what needs doing, if there's anything detrimental to it. So we have to continue to look after it. Be strict with people who walk on it with their own footwear, and make sure we replace the rubber crumb on a regular basis.
Yeah, I know. I've been moaned at when I've stood on there on ordinary shoes trying to do an interview. And
it's them platform heels you wear, Dave.
I do know that. But, you know, I've got to get some height from somewhere, you know. That's naughty. I should cut that bit out. No, I won't. Yeah, so what you're going to have, actually, once this is done, is a really accessible ground, aren't you? Because you're going to have more access for those who are wheelchair users and disabled users. And they can also use the pitch. The pitch is well used. It's a real community area to be used, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, you know, if you've toured around Step 3 at the Northern Premier League, we're probably in the top quarter in terms of grounds and stadium. But there's always more things you can do. You know, it's very much on our radar as well, about LED flood lighting. So that will be the next project as well. Even before this one starts, I'll be applying for that, because a new fund has been released in the last 2 weeks. So it's a bit like the Humber Bridge. You start painting at one end, and when you get to the other, you know, you have to start again. So there's always something to be done.
Can't let you go without asking you what your feelings about the season so far.
I think you've caught me at a good time because we're in a good vein of form. Won three of the last five and only lost to Hensford by a solitary goal. And we're doing really well. I mean, last week, you know, we was really backed against the wall in terms of player availability. And the squad performed excellently on the day. And if he can continue to do that, I'm sure we'll finish in the top half. It's nice to be sitting in 12th position at the moment, but you only, this league, you only need to lose two games and then you're under pressure again. I think he's done well again. He's kind of getting used to the league. It's not as easy a league as it was last year. There was, Macclesfield were beating everybody apart from us. And then, Blyth were losing to everybody at the bottom. This year, we're all very much of a muchness and it's a lot more competitive. So, I'm pleased. But we're keeping his feet on the ground with it as well.
Yeah, but I tell you what, it's always a nice place to come to. I'm sure that all clubs have come to really enjoy the time, the hospitality they receive.
Yeah, I mean, we had some really positive comments last week from Gainsborough fans and a couple of ground offers, so that was nice. And next week we've got his old friend Heburn, who we get on with really well, so I'm looking forward to seeing them as well.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody enjoys going there. John, I'm sure you're a very busy man trying to make great signings for the Josh Breo, but
keep on my toes, Dave.
But I'll let you go. I know you've got lots of things to do, and thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Dave. Thanks very much.